Hello, and welcome to Story Nori and Mori here on KTNA Talk Kitna. This is Charlie, and I'm in a bit of an unusual role here. Welcome you to Story Nori without Tevi. But as those of you who are listening on Christmas Day know, Tevi made a little speech and disappeared in a puff of smoke. Well, there really wasn't any smoke. She just sort of disappeared and apparently isn't coming back, which is okay. Well, it's not really okay. I mean, Tevi normally picks the stories and she's the one who's really listened to them and knows how to introduce them and such. So now I guess I'm going to have to figure that out. It's a little confusing, but we're getting there. And in just any moment now, I'll have a good idea for a story. Huh, someone's calling me on Skype. I wonder who that could be. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Charlie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Bertie, Charlie. I'm very anxious.
Bertie? Like Prince Bertie calling from the pond?
Well, if you must, His Royal Highness and all that HRH, but no, among friends, just Bertie will do. Charlie, what's happened to Tevi? I was listening to the show and she just seemed to vanish into the ether. It was a bit worrying, actually.
She did. You know, I was just explaining to our audience that she has, she's apparently gone to find the elves, but she's retiring from Story Nori and Mori. And I have to say, I'm going to miss her being here on the program with me.
Me too. The last chap I knew who did that was Bilbo Baggins. It's very disconcerting when people just vanish, you know. Well, how are you going to do the show without Tevi? She's an essential ingredient, I would say.
She is, Bertie, and maybe you can provide me with some guidance. You know, usually Tevi is the one who picks the stories, and, you know, she does a lot of the introductions, and she really knows the material. I could use someone else to give me some advice about which
stories are my... It's funny you should say that. Stories are my thing, you know? It's just my bag. Well, Natasha's been working very hard on The Secret Garden. It's a lovely story, and I think she tells it very artistically. We've got to 16 episodes, but there are a few more to do, and I think that would be rather nice, actually. It would certainly fill up a bit of airtime.
We've listened to a few of those stories, and they are excellent. I do think our folks here in Talkeetna and Trapper Creek and Sunshine and Willow would probably like those quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they're set in Yorkshire, and the weather there is a bit like Alaska, really, a bit on the nippy side.
Cold and rainy, you're saying?
Cold and rainy, quite a lot of snow sometimes. Perhaps not quite some of the extreme. I mean, they're not quite the same wildlife wandering around, but, you know, they don't have any bears up there, not that I know of.
Wow, this is a great idea, Bertie. Thank you so much for giving us a call here and making this suggestion.
Anytime, Charlie.
I think what I'll do is I'll give folks a chance, since it's The Secret Garden goes on over several episodes. I think I'll give everyone a chance to get ready for it and advertise it for next week. But since with the honor of your presence here, maybe I could just ask, is there a story about you that Natasha has done that is you're particularly fond of?
Modesty forbids.
Oh, no, please, don't be modest.
Well, in that case, I am rather fond of a story called Bertie and the General. When I went off to Crete on my travels and I met an old warrior, it's a touching tale. And I think your audience would feel moved, very moved by it.
Well, very good, Bertie. Well, that's what we're going to do. Bertie and the General this week, and we will move on into The Secret Garden next week. And
the best thing about Bertie and the General, there's no Colin the Carp in it.
So no one's grumpy.
It's a totally ungrumpy story.
Well, wonderful. Well, Bertie, if you could give our greetings from both me and Tevi to Sadie and to Tim and to Colin, I guess, and also to Natasha, of course.
Well, and of course to Natasha. We're recording with Natasha tomorrow. And Charlie, one day we must have you on the show too. That would be great. It would be fun.
That would be. And anything you'd like me to tell Tevi if I can find her?
Don't hang out with those elves. They're a bad lot. She should fall into better company than that.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks so much, Bertie. Thank you for calling.
It's a pleasure, always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thanks to Prince Bertie, now I know what to do. Here is Bertie and the General. Enjoy.